presentation. We're going to deviate slightly from the agenda for just a few minutes for a very special presentation. During the last Virginia State Fair, the Marine Resources Commission had a booth, an exhibit there, that we thought was a very fine exhibit that showcased our wares and our responsibilities to the Commonwealth, and apparently some others in positions of responsibility thought it was a pretty good project, too. So with that, Captain Pope, could you come forward, please, and make the introduction to our special guest we have here today? For those who don't know, this is Captain Steve Pope. He's area commander of the Middle Area.
Yes, sir.
Good to have you here, Steve.
Good morning, Commissioner and Associate Commissioners. This morning I have the privilege to introduce Mr. Curry Roberts and his associate, Susan Mitchell, from the State Fair of Virginia. They're here this morning to present the Director's Award to this agency for our exhibit that was on display at the Virginia State Fair this year. I'd like to say before the award is presented that this was probably the most inclusive exhibit that we've had in my near 29 years tenure here with the agency. We had individuals from fisheries management, habitat management, and also from administration finance, as well as the old standby, all the uniformed officers who were there to man the exhibit. And I believe this year the exhibit gave a more diverse look at our agency by having those individuals there with the uniformed personnel. Within the exhibit, we had one of our new patrol boats and some marine animals, touch tank, static display with photographs, and also computers that were there for interactive participation by young people. They could come in and take an exam and see how much they knew about Chesapeake Bay and the water. This was all, as I said, a very inclusive project that took in individuals from every division. And I wish I could mention everyone by name, but I will just say that it was one of the best exhibits that we've had. And without any further ado, I'd like to introduce Mr. Curry Roberts, who is the president of the State Fair of Virginia, and his associate, Ms. Susan Mitchell, to present the award.
Pleasure to be here. And Steve, if you would, on behalf of the Marine Resources Commission, I'd like you to accept the award on behalf of all the divisions that participated in it as well. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you. I'm surprised that J.T. Holland didn't interrupt and say I'm an extinguished guest.
He hadn't finished yet, I can assure you.
Yeah, I've got plenty of time, and I'm sure he'll get around to it.
Right.
The State Fair of Virginia is a private 501c3, and for the past 100 years, we have not received any operating support from any governmental entity, and so we usually try to clear that up in the very beginning. We are not part of state government. It's a group of like-minded individuals who've been organizing the fair going back 150 years. A little bit about our attendance. We average about 250,000 Virginians a year over an 11-day period. It can go up or down depending upon the rain. We actually, the reason they won this award is they had the biggest boat, and we could have used it for 2 days. And we had 8 inches of rain and had to evacuate the amphitheater. A little bit about our demographic. 63% of fairgoers are women. 30% of our attendees are under the age of 18, and the average age is 8.9. One of the key elements of our fair is an organized school tour program. We will have between 15 and 16,000 school children register to participate in this program, and two-thirds of what they see or experience at the fair reinforces the standards of learning requirement. These school children come from virtually every jurisdiction within a two-hour bus ride of Richmond, including the Eastern Shore, JT. This was a fairly stiff competition. It was judged by a group of our directors based upon the quality, the support of the facility and of the fair event itself and of its educational aspect. Now, recognizing that state agencies are never competitive or turfish with each other, I thought you might want to know who you beat out for this award. The National Weather Service, the Virginia State Police, the Virginia Department of Fire Programs, the FBI, the Virginia Department of Health and Emergency Services, and the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. You guys, I'm not sure I'd brag with the state police. They may have a few more weapons than you all do, but the rest of them, I'm sure, wouldn't mind a little kidding. But with that, and on behalf of our board of directors, I'd like to present you with this ribbon. We're big on ribbons at the fair, and I hope you would display it. as well as this certificate of appreciation, not only for the quality of the display in this year's fair, but for the many years of support that you all have given us and in participating and for all that you do and your contributions that you make for all Virginians. Thank you very
much. Thank you so very much. We really appreciate it. While the pictures are being taken, Mr. Roberts, I'd like to thank you and Ms. Mitchell for the wonderful job that y'all do in representing the Virginia State Fair. It goes both ways, so thank you so very much. A good group to work with.
Mr. Chairman, you didn't put him under oath because I'd had some questions for him, but I'm going to let it go.
The problem with that, Mr. Holland, is then if he asked I put you under oath, you'd be in the same quandary. Thank you all for coming down today.
Yeah,
we really appreciate
it. I'd confer with counsel before I'd agreed to that.
I wouldn't even put you in that position.
I do appreciate it.
Guarantee you.
Good to see you.
See you. Y'all have a good day. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is Albert Witt.